Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We're on Daf Yud Tes. Again, I apologize for my voice. My wife said I'm on strict instruction not to talk. If I get my voice back, I sound worse than I feel. I know it. What? Okay, top line on Yud Tes Amid Aleph. Amar of Ashi. Amali Huna Bar Nassim. Huna Bar Nassim told me, Dimna Chad at one time, have you come in the Kameh to Izgadar Malka? I was in front of Izgadar the king. Dahabi Midali Li Hamine Vitisai Nehele. My pants were too high. My belt was not in the right place. And the king's men came and put my belt in the right place. Vamali, and the king told me, Amlakas Kahana Vigar Kadosh Kzibachu. Yep, you're a nation of kings. You can't dress like a schlepper. Ki asa kamei da meimah. When I went in front of a meimah and I told that meimah this whole story, amale, he told me, akayimba, it was fulfilled in you, the pasuk in Yeshaya, about the future, v'hayu malachim umanecha, that the kings will be your servant. In other words, the kings will help you. The king is helping you get dressed. You know why? Because that's what's gonna be with my son. Okay. The whole point of that story was about where belt's supposed to be. Tanan Hassan. I don't need both. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. Thank you. Tanan Hassan. We learned over there in Erechin. This is very, Kohen Shalaka. The Kohen has a wound, the etzba, in his finger. Korich Allah Gemi. Bamikdash. He's allowed to put on a band-aid in the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, it's the third wide, the third skinny line in Rashi. Korech Aleha Gemi. He puts in a band-aid. Bishat Avoda. When he's doing Avoda. That's a very controversial statement. In other words, Rashi holds, if he's sitting around, this heter of using a band-aid. Something wrong with the band-aid. It's medicine on the gemi. It's a medicine. It's kind of a fool. And we know, Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. Shignaihu shatirisham makata. It's a gnai to appear in front of the melech with an open gash. That's a gnai. You don't come to the king like that. Even though the gemi somehow heals the wound, and normally, medicine on Shabbat, if it's not under certain conditions, it's not permitted on Shabbat. It's a day where you're going to grind honey mealy to Medina. That's only the rest of the world. There are no derabbanans in the Beit HaMikdash. Ein shavos b'mikdash. The Rashi says, shat avoda. You're sitting around, it's not your turn. Sitting around in the basement. Of course you're not allowed to use this heter. Right? Those are the first two words. Peshat Avoda. Right? Okay. Up, next back to the Gemara. Avalob in Medina. But you can't do that in the rest of the world. Why? Because it's a Zera of Rafua. Vimlahotzi v'menu dam kan v'kan osr. But if you want to let out blood, that's also no matter where you are. Why? That's the right thing. Letting out blood, what's the right? What's the right to is it? It's a machloket. So many Rishonim say, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says the chaburahu. It's the doraita. Rashi elsewhere says that a wound, letting out blood, is a form of killing. What's there to be killed completely? Killed a little bit. That's many. Rabbah has a very unique sheet. He says the malach of dosh. It falls under dosh. Like what? What? Where's the chovel? That's the standard answer. There is chovel. What's chovel? Hitting. What's that? It's a told of killing. That's the standard. Ram has a unique sheet. It's the palm of dosh. That's a very unique sheet. Okay, whatever. If you mean that the base is the right thing. The right thing. You can't get out of that. Can't get around that. No such thing as ancient submitted by that. Why is there a constant ancient submitted? I will get to it later. What kind of statement is that? Older opponents are off the mark on the Beit HaMikdash, not applicable. That's a Rashi of B'Shat Avoda. Eight. What? That's all right. It's shechita. It ain't shuvot for mikdash. It's a different thing. Right. Okay.
Amar Yehuda Breit of Chia Lo Shanu Ella Gemi.
It's only true by a Gemi. Gemi is some kind of reed or some kind of rock, some kind of something.
Aval Tziltzel Katan, but a small belt. Have a Yitur Begadim. That would already be considered an extra Begad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Amru Yitur Begadim El B'Makom Begadim.
That's only true if it's a place where you're supposed to have Begadim. For example, on your body. But on the back of your hands, there's no Begadim there anyway.
Aval Shalom Makom Begadim. If it's not a Makom Begadim, Lo Have a Yitur.
It's not an issue. Not an issue. Because the Makhloka.
Says the Gemara, the typically Bishum Chatzitza.
Wait a minute. Forget the fact whether it's an extra, but isn't it a Chatzitza?
Look at Rashi. Typically Bishum Chotzitz. Bein Yado La Avoda.
Between the Yad and the Avoda.
But Asur.
That's Asur.
Deba'inan V'lokach HaKohen.
Says V'lokach HaKohen.
Shitei Kabbalah ba'at Moshe Kohen.
So if I'm grabbing the Kli Sharet and I have a band-aid on my finger, there's a chatzitza there.
The Hei Kli Sharet, Rabbi Yochanan.
How can Rabbi Yochanan say it's mutter?
How can Rabbi Yochanan say it's mutter? Didn't the Mishnah say it's mutter? First of all, forget that.
What's Rashi? Where does Rashi get that from?
The Binyan Sion says,
Rashi must have had a Kabbalah from the Rebbeim. That if you're holding a Kli Sharet, that has, you have a band-aid, that's a chatzitza. That's a very unusual thing to say.
But anyway, so the Gemara answers, Bishmal, no, it's in your left hand.
You can't do it with your left hand anyway. What has pizza there?
Inami or Shlom Makam Avoda.
It's not an Makam Avoda. You have a bandit on your nose. An Avoda over there. But so what's the big deal?
Upligi de Rava. And Rava argues on this whole story. Amar Rava, Amar Chitta, the Makam Begadim.
If it's in the Makam of Begadim,
Afilu nima achas kotzetes.
Even one hair is kotzetes.
Shalom makom begadim.
If it's not the makom of the begadim,
then shalosh kotzetes.
If it's a bandage or anything, 3x3, so big like that,
then it's kotzetes. Pachos mikan. If it's less than that, einon kotzetes. It doesn't. It's not a chatzitza, right? Now, ad Rabbi Yochanan badai pligi on Rabbi Yochanan. There's no question that Rava argues. Why? Because, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's not in the makom of the begadim, it's not a problem. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. If it's not in the place of the begadim, it's not a problem. Right? That's mashma. I don't care how big it is. Rava said, if it's 3x3, it's a problem. Now, the question is, what about Yehuda ben Rechia? He was another person we had here. What did he say? He said that a tiltal katan is no good. Right? That's mashma, even if it's less than 3x3. Ligmar says, no, maybe they don't argue. Shiny tiltal katan, the chashim. That a tiltal katan could be different. Even though it's less than 3x3, it's still utter, it's still a problem. Why? Because it's chashim. But Eina Chidami, he might agree otherwise with Rava. We're not sure about that. Now, Lish Nachmina. Now we're going to have an entire other version of the same story. Amalei, Amar of Yehuda Breit of Chia, Lo Shanu Ella Gemi.
When did we say that it's mutter by a Gemi?
Aval Tiltva Katan Chotei.
But a Tiltva Katan does
make a Chatzitza. I believe that this, Rashi might say it.
There's no difference. In Yehuda Breit of Chia, the Mishnah does not fucking change anything. He doesn't change. Everybody else is going to change. He doesn't change. By Lishna Chmina, it's another version. Another version of what? Another version that says three of my flokin. Or potential three of my flokin. He doesn't change at all.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Amru Chatzitza, Pachos Mishalosh Al Shalosh, El of Makom Begadim. When do we say that there's a problem? If it's three, less than 3x3, only in the Makom Begadim. Abba Shalom Makom Begadim. But if it's not where your normally clothes are, like on the back of your hand, then Shalosh Al Shalosh Chotetzet. If it's 3x3, it's a problem. Pachos mikan ein chotzetzes. Less than that, it's not a problem. Hainu de Rava, and by the way, it's the same thing as Rava, I'm Rav Chisda, who said his part in the name of Rav Chisda. So, of course, the second version, they're not arguing at all. Let's plead at the Hudibay de Bechia. So maybe they argue in the Hudibay de Bechia also. So So we said, no, shiny tilfil katan, the chashiv. Tilfil katan could be different because it's more chashiv. Okay, now the Gemara says one more thing. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, my area gemi. Why is he so focused on the gemi, right? Lashmi'inan, tilfil katan. It's the bigger chiddush to tell me that a tilfil katan is also not an issue. It's a bigger chiddush. Why? It's more chashiv. There's more answers now. Milta v'agavorcha kamashmalan, the gemi nazi. It's an unrelated thing. We wanted you to know that a gemi is a healing device. There's no way we could let you know that unless you mentioned the gemi. Okay, I think this story's almost over. This gemara's almost over. Okay, next. Don't worry, we have a lot to discuss in the bottom of an aleph. Boy Rava. Rava asked the following shaila. We're going to have a series of shailas now. Listen to these shailas. Nichnasolo ruach bebigdo. Let's say there's a wind, and the wind comes into the coat and sleeve. Mahu. Is that a chatzitza? Al besaro po'inan. It says in the Torah that the begad has to be al besaro. Now, they're not skin tight. They're not skin tight begadim. However, the wind came now, and it certainly made a chatzitza between your arm and the bebeged. Well, Lekka, you don't have al besaro. Oh, Tilma. No, Derech Levishavakan. What do you want from the guy? Where is begadim? What do you want from him? What? That's only on the mizbeach. What about on the floor? That could be there was a wind. And by the way, it could be a theoretical question anyway. Kina mahu shetachot. What about a bug on your arm or your leg or your stomach? Is that a chasita? Mesha, if it's dead, lo tiboilach. The bade chaytav. It's certainly, if it's dead, for sure a chasita. Chaya, what's that if it's alive? Nai, what's the din? Miyam Rina, do we say, Kiva to Asa V'Azla, since it comes and goes, Rabisahi, it's like part of your body, below Chaita, and it's not a Chasita. Yes, it's very difficult for us to understand. Rashi says it. Rabisahi, Harehi Kipsaro. It's like part of your flesh. Right? Yeah? It's like part of your flesh. Right? What? It grows on your flesh. It's part of your flesh. Therefore, it's not a chatita. Oh, Dilma, no. Keep it the cup of the chatita. You don't want, you're not, you don't want that there. It is a chatita. Afar, what about dirt? Mahu shayachot. Is dirt a chatita? What kind of question is that? Of course it's a chatzita. You can't have dirty hands, dirty arms, dirty legs. Ella, no. Avak offer mahu. The dust of dirt. What that is, I don't know. Listen to this question. Beis hashechi mahu. What about your underarms? The Gemara says like this. Mahu shiyachot al besaro. I'm sorry. Ma'u shiachot al b'saro b'inan v'holeka. Odil maderach levisha b'kach. Odil maderach levisha b'kach. That's not a problem. The Rashi explains what's going on here. If you have very, very loose clothing, so then the clothing are like over here. They're hanging down, and then when you go like this, your arms touch each other. Is that a chatzitza? Because there's no al b'saro. Or no, the guy's wearing clothing. Then they have to fit. So is that a problem? That's a suffix. Yeah? I know, this question would never come up because it fits so perfectly. I know. Listen, like I said, some of these questions are more theoretical than others. Hichnis yado l'so cheiko mahu. What if you stick your hand into your own bosom? Is that a chatzitza? Gufo michayit olam. Can your body be a chatzitza or not? Listen to the next one. Ready for this one? Nima mahu she'tachos. What about a hair? Now, nima vaday chaita. A hair, no question, is a chatzitza. Now, if you have hair in your arms or hair in your chest,
or hair on your back, or hair on your leg. That's for sure not a hatika. We're not talking about that. We're talking about now, let's say, you have your hair from one of your kids, it's in your arm. That's a hatika. We're not talking about that either. That's for sure a hatika. Ella, name a middle del as ma'o. A hair is hanging. What does that mean? You look at Rashi. I'm sorry. That's a thread. Big Dick Kahuna has a run. And the Big Dick Kahuna has a run. I'm sorry, that's not a hair. The hair's the next one. There's a thread. So no question the thread is a chatita. It's a piece of material. No, the question is, it's a thread from the Big Dick Kahuna itself. Is that a chatita? It's still attached. It's running. So you have a string. So it's over here. The chatita? Could be. Next one. Boy, my barbashi. Yotza sa'aru b'bigdo mahu. The hair extends into the begadim. Mahu sa'aru gufo dami, aloka gufo dami. Is the hair part of your guf or not? Look at Rashi, second line. Now, like I said before, there's no question your body hair is not a chatzitza. No question. There's no question that other foreign hair, your wife, your kid, your friend, your neighbor, that's for sure a chatzitza. What about your own hair? So Rashi says, Merosho Lamata, from the top of your head and down, Ad Shenichnas Bein Kutanto Libesaro. And now makes the chatzitza between the shirt and your very long hair. You're a hippie. And it makes a chatzitza between your hair, between your body, and the shirt. Oh, 1 minute. Mahu. Now Rashi says another controversial thing. Im Tim Tzolomar Yodo Lochaita Se'aro Mai. Two questions before. What about your own body? What about your own hands? Right? The Rashi sticks in the words Im Tim Tzolomar. In other words, they learned in Rashi. Rashi's building on each one. What about this one? They wanted to say Im Tim Tzolomar. What about this? What about this? What about this? What about wind? What about your armpit? What about this? What about a thread? But Rashi seems to say it's built. Each one's building. If you want to tell me about a hand, what about hair? Right? Now, asks everybody. The oil does ask. But I have it here from the Chaznasan, the Torah Lashma, and the Mikdash David. Cohen's Allen Avatar has gone longer than 30 days. So how's it ever going to happen? So there are two answers. Answer number one is, right, Cohen's not allowed to have his hair go longer than 30 days. And if he does, he's Chayav Mitzah. The question is there called the puffle? What? So there's no Shaila. It doesn't make a difference. No, it doesn't. Interesting. Interesting. No, I didn't see that answer. Interesting answer. The first answer is, the question is, you're right, of course not allowed to have his hair so long. What kind of means it for that? The question is that bought a puzzle or not? That's the first answer. A safer called the Kihei, I don't know how to pronounce this, will be Yikain Pe'er. Some safer said, it's a brilliant answer. Because you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a beard. The Kohen's beard is so long that it goes into the shirt. Is that a chatzitza? That's the question. Or it's payas. It's a long payas. But the payas go into the shirt. That's the question. It's a brilliant answer. That's the question. That's such a question. Why should that be a chatzitza? Has to cut his beard also? That he can't have a... Has to have a short beard? If he wants... What? The only difference is it's not on that part of the body. Like arm hair is not a chatzitza for the arm. Interesting answer. Okay. Next. I don't know. I can't imagine that it has to. Next one. Boy of Zera. Tfilin Mashiach. What about tfilin? Now, we know, if we don't know, we're going to learn it right now,
kind of more tefillah.
Is that a chatzita?
Doing the avoda.
Yeah.
Is that a chatzita? Let's look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says something extremely controversial. Rashi says, three word Rashi. See, Maoshi Yechotu? Lenahat v'yitra v'gadim. Is wearing tefillin extra v'gadim? It also says, it's impossible, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means it's a chatzita. What, right? Rashi needs a hesper. Rashi needs a tremendous hesper. Because this whole discussion is talking about chatzita. All of a sudden, Rashi sticks in, well, what about tefillin? Oh, extra begadim. Extra begadim. First of all, the whole machloket, you're wearing tefillin in a place. Okay, the arm tefillin is a place where you wear begadim, not the rosh. You don't wear begadim there, the hat. You have a place for the tefillin. We're going to see that. All that's going to come out. So that's what Rashi said. What about Rashi that needs a begadim? Tosfa says, impossible to say that. He says, look at Tosfos. Pirish Bekun, second, the last toss on the page. Pirish Bekun shirts with the having Yitzhak Begadim. The E.F. Shaloma King. That's impossible. Daha Ka'amar Talmud Aruch. Because we're going to say in a minute, the Gemara is going to say in 2 minutes, that the Tfilin Chotzetzes. The Tfilin is a Chatzitza. Ubashal Yad Ayri. And we're talking about the Shalyad. There's no Shiloh that the Tfilin is a Chatzitza. Why? The Bashal Rosh, Harminon, Besamuch, Ein Chotzetzes. We're going to say in a few minutes, the Rosh is not a chatzitza. Why is it not a chatzitza? Because there's no begadim there. The im ishum yitzur begadim, I feel the Rosh nami. And if it's an issue of yitzur begadim, why is the Rosh different? That's also impossible for Rashi to say that. But then Rashi did a huge hesper. It's back to the Gemara. Now. What? The next line of the Gemara. Ali, but Tavanta Amar, Lila loves man tefillin, who, if you hold that Lila is not as man of tefillin, by the way, we hold that Lila is as man of tefillin, and the reason we don't wear tefillin at night is because we're afraid maybe you're going to fall asleep with them, maybe you're going to pass kids, you're not going to be so clean. That's why we don't wear tefillin. But otherwise, Lila is man tefillin. But if you hold it's not man tefillin, lo tifayla, it's not a shayla. Why? Given Delilah, Chaiti, since Lila for sure is a chatzitza, why is Lila a chatzitza? Because not even this man. What are you doing wearing tefillin at night? What are you doing wearing tefillin at night? Yom Nami Chaiti. The day's also going to be a chatzitza. Look at Rashi, the Yom Nami Chaiti, the Imlo Kane, because if you don't say that, Matzino Avodas Lila, Chomer Avodas Yom, you see that night's worse than the day? They hate Colin Mahan. We know that's not true. Why is it not true? Because the only avoda done at night is like what? Burning, it's like the Shabbayim avoda that they say for the night. Ikra avoda, you can't do at night. You can't shchita and zvika at night. No kabbonis at night. What are they doing at night? Burning the fats for the rest of the day. What's Rashi talking about? Maybe that since Lila is Lav's man tefillin, these tefillin are a chatzitza. But if you're wearing them during the day, they're part of your body. They're a mitzvah, and they're not going to be chotzing. Rashi says, well, if you wear them at night, well, the Gemara says it. If it's a problem at night, it's for sure a problem by day. Why is it a for sure problem by day? So Rashi says because the avodah by day is better than the avodah at night. Says this chatzitza. So what? So what? Again, we need a hesber in Rashi. Anyway, Kiti Bayalach, when does the Shaila come up? Lamanda Amar Lila's Mansfilin. When does Lila is a Mansfilin? My, what's the din? Mitzvah de Gufa Chayit, Olo Chayit. Is it a Chatzitza or not? So, Igal Mil Milsu Matala Kamed Rav Ami. The whole Shaila kept on, getting passed around. Finally, it reached Rav Ami's desk. Amale, Talmud Aruch Ubidin. We have a tradition. Tzvilin Chotetet. Tzvilin is a Chatzitza. Meisvei, wait a minute. Kahanim, everybody knows this. We have a famous statement. Kahanim, Avodah. Kahanim are doing the Avodah. Ulevim, Uduchanan. The Levim are on the Duchen. The Yisrael, the Ma'amadon. And the Yisrael are doing a Maimon. That's an accompanying the Kavanos. And Peturim and Atzvila, they're potter from tefillah, uminat tefillin. And they're also potter from tefillin. Right? Okay? Now, why are they potter from tefillah and why are they potter from tefillin? Why are they potter from tefillah? Why are they potter from tefillin? What? Yes. Yes. 1 minute. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Ketur ben atzvila. What does Rashi say? She'en yichol in l'chave. Can't have kavana. Ben atzvilin, the kaim alon. Also, the mitzvah of the ben mitzvah. Rashi gives two separate reasons. Why you put them from tefillin, and why you put them from davening. Davening, I can't have kavana. Tefillin, also from mitzvah. The difference? Are you two different reasons for this? Are you two different reasons? No? What? What do you mean? If I'm also from mitzvah, put them in the mitzvah, then I'm also from mitzvah, put them in the mitzvah, even from davening. Oh, so what's davening? Right? No. Rashi says because you can't have kavana. Why didn't Rashi say because he also committed to fasting in the mitzvah? So what doesn't it apply for both? So the mitzvah is brought about David. Harrison Carter says, you can't just mumble the words. You can't just say the word. What do you mean also committed to mitzvah? So you can't do two things at once? You're standing there, you can't spend 5 minutes start thoughts of davening? The answer is no. That's not davening. Right? Doesn't apply by tefillin. Tefillin, you have to have osik mitzvah part of the other night. I got to stop. I'm busy with 1 minute, so I'm part of the other one. But davening, I can probably do two at one time. I can probably daven while I'm there. Right? I can stick into davening, get chaf into davening. That's not davening. What? Right. You got the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to learn while you're benching. What do you mean? You're learning while you're benching. Right? People can learn while they're benching. They're benching until reading a sefer. Right? That's crazy. Mishnah Berurah will tell you, you're not allowed to do that. That's crazy. Right? That's exactly what the point is over here. Get daven when you're doing something else. Yeah, you might be physically able to do that. So it's physically impossible. Here, it's physically possible to do that. You can daven while you're up there. You know what? That's not davening. What? Right? Right? You text people while you're davening. Right? You can't do that. That's not davening. That's absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Anyway. We're going to get to something similar to that in a few minutes. Similar, you'll see in a minute. Now, my love, doesn't that mean in an ichon, if he's wearing the tefillin, ain't a chotetet? What do you see from here? It's not a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, lo, if ain't ichon chotetet, if you're wearing them, they are a chatzitza, ihachi peturin? Then why does it say you're putter from tefillin? Asur if you buy a leg. It should say you're usher. What do you mean you're putter from tefillin? It should say you're usher from tefillin. It's usher. Why is it usher? It's a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, no. Kiva de ikal of the Israel of the low mass delay officer, but for the couple of years, it's not an officer the way it's filling. It's just not, they can't do it because it's also a mitzvah. It's not officer. So therefore, Yishamachi Tana Peturin, right? Therefore, it says that they're not potter. Therefore, it says the word potter, even though Enochanami by the Kahanim, it's not officer. Aye, for Tanya, we have a bride that says, Eminichon Enochotetta. It's not a chatzitza. Here's the answer. Lo kasha. Ha diyad, ha derosh. The yad is a chatzitza. The rosh is not. Why is the yad a chatzitza and the rosh is not? Come on, ask that question. Maishna diyad, why is the yad a chatzitza? The answer is, dechziv, lo yobash al basaro. Shoy he dara chotetz, beino lebeid, le basaro. The rosh nami, dechziv, it says, v'tam tam et nefes al rosho. You have to wear the hat. So how on earth can a guy wear tefillin? You have to wear a big kahuna. Tana, no. So Aro, Hayanira, Bein Tzitz, Limitznefes. There was hair between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes. In other words, the Korigol had space between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes. And you know what? Shashar Menichim Tefillin. That's where he wore Tefillin. Rashi says, Hilkoch Lecha Chatzitza. It's not a Chatzitza. And by the way, that's what the Kahanim did. They did not wear Tefillin Shalyai. They were tefillin for rosh, and they're not. One doesn't go with the other. If you don't have a tefillin shal yad, you wear a tefillin shal rosh. That's the problem. What? Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what he said. The Yisrael was potter because it also a mitzvah. If they're there, if they didn't visit, of course they're wearing tefillin, right? Well, you're right. We tried to bring a raya from that story that maybe that if you wear tefillin, it's not a chatzitza. So they're not wearing tefillin anyway. Why? Because the Osek mitzvah. Kahanim did not allow to wear tefillin. It's not a chatzitza. What about the Rosh? No, the Rosh is a different story.
By the way, it's fascinating. Now,
everybody says, the Riva said, that even the Kahanim had yotim, there was a spot on their head to wear the tefillin. Why? The hat didn't take up so much space. So still, just like the Kohen Gadol had a spot, they also had a spot.
He says that what
the Kohen Head Yot wore was bigger than what the Kohen Gadol wore, because the Kohen Gadol needed space also for the sit. And the Kohen Head does not wear a sit. He just needed space for the tefillin. He says that's why the hats are called different things in the Torah, because they weren't the same hat. One's called the Mitznefesh and one's called the Mikvah. Like two different words, same thing. How do they think? Because the Mikvah was bigger. Why was it bigger? Because the Kohen wore his head. Why? Because he didn't wear a sit. Okay? Yeah, that's a separate issue. Right, so that's what we're saying over here. That's what Rashi said. It's an extra begging. Tosa, it's impossible to say that. Because now we ended up, what's the end of the story here? Tefillin shall rosh, you're allowed to wear. According to Rashi, how are you allowed to wear it? It's an extra begging. What kind of head there is this? Behold, it's a chatzitza. It's not a problem. Why? Because it's not a chatzitza. Why? No, there's no other begotten there. There's no other begotten on your head. The hat? It doesn't conflict. Why not? Because it's tefillin. Everyone says that. You're not supposed to. Mr. Brewer brings it down in the name of Arizal. You're not supposed to cover your tefillin. Fine, so they're not covering it. Right. Okay. Right. Right. Okay. Next, Mechuzah Kippurim. Benalan Hayno Mechuzah Kippurim. Amr Puna Amr Kra. Bechiper Aleha Koi V'Tara. Tara Nechal Shi Tmeya. Nechaz Nehora. You see that once upon a time, the person was Tame. Okay? Next. V'Shalo Rochat. He's dying for a lion. Well, how do you know that? It's Yehuka Huka from the Chusim Begad. Again, it's a Sarah Shalvin. So all these people, you don't wash your hands in the morning, that vote is no good. Now, Tanar Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol Shlo Tavah V'Shlo Kidesh Bein Beged L'Beged V'Bein Avodah L'Avodah. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did not go to the mikvah 5 times. Did not wash his hands, I think, 10 times. He didn't do any of that. V'Avad Avodah Avodah Sakshera. It's kosher. V'Yechad Kohen Gadol V'Yechad Kohen Hedet Shlo Kidesh Yodav Radol V'Shachris. But every morning, that would be possible. So when on Yom Kippur, it's okay for the Kohen Gadol not to do that, but on every morning, it's not okay. The question is going to be, what about in the morning, the first time for the Kohen Gadol? What about that? On Yom Kippur, the first morning. So they have to wash their hands and feet in the morning, like every other day of the year? Doesn't have to? So, Amalei Rav Yosei, I'm asking Rav Yochanan, Michti, wait a minute, Chamesh Tfilos, there are 5 tefillos on Yom Kippur, the Asara Kiddushin, and there are 10 washings of hands and feet. Why are there 10? It's because before and after each mitzvah. So there are 10. Doraisa. It's a Doraisa. The Chukka Ksiv Behu Likuva. And there's a Chuk, the word Chukka there, has to be Akev. How can you call the Lombard Tate? It's okay if he doesn't do it. Amakra Ulevash Ulevesham. Ulevesham? Ulevesham. Ulevesham Akevet. There ain't Dover Acher Ma'akev. No, I know Levisha Ma'akev. So the mikvah, it's not Ma'akev. It's a nice thing. It's not Ma'akev. It's required. But it doesn't ruin the Avodah. So it's a Havu Panav. He lit up his face. When he heard this word, he was so excited. He heard a good word. Amalei Vav Aputza Kotzvilach. I wrote you a Vav on a piece of wood. But you really can't see the Vav because there's so much cracks in the wood. In other words, I gave you wrong shot. What I told you is not correct. So why do you tell him? It's not correct. Why do you tell him? I don't know. Iachi, if that's all true, Tafranami. What about the first one in the morning? The first one in the morning, you also don't have to do. Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, Bahayitza Lehem, Chok Olam, Lo Ulazaro, Ulodoro Sam. Dover Hama'aki, Bizarro Ma'aki Fo. Some of that's going to be Ma'aki in future children. What's that? The washing hands and feet every morning. But you take it out of that. Dover She'ena Ma'aki Bizarro, Eina Ma'aki Fo. Something that's not going to be Ma'aki later. With a regular Kohen, it's not going to be Ma'akev the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. What's that? Very simple. That is, going to the Mikvah. By time. No Kohen has to do that. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha, a different part. Racha Tzim Menu Moshe V'Aaron U'Banav. Moshe Aaron U'Banav. Dava Ha'Ma'akev V'Banav Ma'akev Bo. Dava Shein Ha'Ma'akev V'Banav Ein Ma'akev Bo. Okay, a different bar to the exact, a different positive to the exact same lima. What? Right. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yonah said, 'My time below Mark committed to Chizkiya.' Why didn't Rabbi Yonah learn from Chizkiya's pasuk? Amalach, hahu, udaros udetzim. So that pasuk is for the future generation. That what? That has to be a mikveh every, a washing every morning. So idach, my time below Mark may high. Why didn't he learn from the other pasuk? The Gemara says, 'We borrow the letter of Yosi Berichanina. The Amr of Yosi Berichanina called Kiar." She'ein bo kedil lakadish arba kahana mimenu. Any kiyar that didn't have enough water, at least to wash four people, ein mekadshin bo. Doesn't work. Shenemar, ragatu mimenu Moshe, the Aaron ubanav. Moshe, Aaron ubanav. Says Rashi, Moshe, Aaron, train is two. You have the Rashi there? Ubanav train. Two kids. Sha'af Moshe Kohen Hoya B'Shivitz Yimei HaMiluim. Moshe had the status of a Kohen during the Shivitz Yimei Miluim. Sha'af Agav Delo Kahana B'Bash Achaz. Even though none of these people were Kahana at the same time. Why? Because when did Aaron become a Kohen? When Moshe stopped being a Kohen. When was that? On Vayihi B'Yom HaShmini. Right? Nevertheless, Niha Krala Hachi Midrash. It doesn't drush anyway. Everybody asks. When Moshe was a Kohen, another Benavim was still alive. The only guy on the Yom HaShmini. So anyway, you have just too many people. Well, you only have two of Aaron's sons. What about another Benavim? So Rashi already said, when Moshe was a Kohen, Aaron wasn't a Kohen. Why? Aaron only became a Kohen, Moshe stopped. When was that? After the Shivitz on the Yom HaShmini. But there were four children there. What's going on here? Right? What's going on here? So Rashi says it. He really says, well, the whole thing is drasha anyway. Right? So the fact that there are too many people, that's not a problem. But oh, it's a drasha anyway. Still a good question. Whatever, another Benavim was still there. The whole week they were there. They only were not there after Moshe stopped being a Kohen. Then you only have three people. You have five, or six, or three. What about Aaron? Right? So where'd four come from? No matter what, four doesn't belong. Right. Exactly. The Rashi said that it's Joshua anyway. All right, Joshua anyway. Tan Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan. Ketach mitzvahs kiddush. How did they do the mitzvah of kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Menicha yada hayamanas al gabei ragla hayamanas. They put the right leg, right hand on the right foot. You had those smallest, I got the radical smallest, and then put the left hand on the left foot, umir kadesh, and they did a kedusha, right? What? No. They washed their hands and feet. Kadesh means washing hands and feet. So they had the right hand on the right foot, left hand on the left foot, and they made a and they did the washing. Rashi says, to be inon yadav viraglov kaachat. You have to have your hands and feet together. Yerchatzu. Kidzichsiv kra. Like it says in the pasuk. Okay, we don't have time. Everybody asks on Rashi. I have it over here. I have five answers for this question. Right? The pasuk says, the Meshachachma asked this question. The pasuk says, Es Yedehem, the Es Raglehem.
The word ask is always a break. What do you mean, says, what do you mean, says the Mishnah Chacham? Rashi says that at the same time. Why? Why?
So it says Yerchatsu, but it says Eski Dayan, the Esrat Leah. The Pasuk breaks it up. What's going on here? So we don't have time for the answer. But Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda Omer, Menach Shtei Adav Zuel Gavzu, Del Shtei, Bial Gavi Shtei Rabel Zuel Gavzu, Makadesh. So hand, hand, foot, foot. That's how you wash. Amrulo, if lots of Yerchel Asis, it's impossible to do that. You can't stay like that. What? So you get right. You pick it up. So Gemara says, Shaprika Amrile, Amr of Yosef, Bechaveiro, Metsiayo, Nai Benayu, Amr Abaya, Amidim and Hatzadik Kabadayo. The question is if you can leave. Amrile, Rav Sama, Brez of Ashi, Ravina, Velasiv, Mesiv, Ula Kaddish. Why can't you sit and wash your hands? It's a service, and all service is done standing up. Tanar Banan, Kidesh Yoda Viragl Bayom, Ain Zarf Lakadish Balaila. If you wash them by day, then when night comes, he's still there, you don't have to wash them again. Balaila, Tar Lakadish Bayom. But if you're doing work at night, you gotta wash them again in the morning. Divirabi Rebi. Shay Rebi Omar Lina Ma'alas Bakidashi from Diabra Life. Staying over Lina, meaning the morning coming, ruins your washing from the night before. The brother of Shimon Omer ain't leader of Ma'alas because she died for life. No, it doesn't ruin it. Tanya Ida, are you Omer to Makar about God as they call Lila? You're busy the whole night. Well, over in the morning, Torah Shkidah Shadayim for a glam. Different ready. The brother of Shimon Omer, Kiva Shkidah Shadayim for a glam. It's close to Voda. I feel a mikan, but Esi Yavim ain't Zarek Lakadish. Even if it's 10 days later, it's not a problem. One more minute. Bishricha, I need both of these stories. Tiyashmina Kamaisa, if you only have the first one. Ba'ikam or Rebbe, the Rebbe. That's when Rebbe would take the problem. The pasuk lay there for the lavoda. Abba baha. The pasuk lay aim the moda lay. Rebbe, Rebbe Elzer Rav Shimon. Maybe he would agree. Tiashmin and kabaha. If you don't have the first case, baha kamar Rebbe Elzer Rav Shimon. Abba baha aim moda lay. Rebbe, tricha. Therefore you need both. Okay, we'll stop here with my timer, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.